Welcome to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
I've learned that you don't do it alone.
You learn so many different things from so many different coaches.
That's an elite learning environment.
Fear is not a problem. How you deal with it is a problem.
How to be resilient.
How important it is to infuse joy in the process of learning.
To be a good coach, you've got to give more than you take.
What an interesting life it is to be a leader.
My name is Paul Barnett, and you are listening to the Great Coaches Podcast, where we explore leadership through the lens of high-performance sport by interviewing great coaches from around the world to try and find ideas to help all of us lead our teams better. We started this podcast because we wanted to have better conversations with our families around the dinner table. In a social media world where the goal is often to be the star of the show, we wanted to change the conversation and talk more about selflessness, leadership, and responsibility. And the people we knew who best exhibited these qualities were great sports coaches. As the podcast has grown, the great coaches we have interviewed have shared so much insight and wisdom that we decided to create episodes dedicated entirely to the lessons that have resonated with us the most. Today's episode is on the topic of behaviours, and it features audio quotes from a large selection of the coaches that we have interviewed on the podcast. And just before we go to the episode, if you're a first-time listener, you can check out our library of interviews at our website, thegreatcoachespodcast.com. And now, onto the topic of behaviours.
The Lessons from the Great Coaches Podcast.
From 2007 until 2011, I had the great fortune to travel regularly to India for work. It's a wonderful country, full of contradictions, beauty, and an unyielding obsession with cricket. As you walk through the arrivals hall at Mumbai Airport, there is a poster of Gandhi featuring his quote, "Be the change you want to see in the world." These words have always resonated deeply with me, as they capture the very essence of the idea that our actions speak louder than our words. And in many ways, it's gone on to shape my approach to parenting and leadership. Many of the great coaches we have interviewed also talk about actions, or as they refer to them as, behaviours. They describe behaviours as things you can see, actions within the team, and they talk about them as being an indication of the standards that the group expects of one another. And they are also one of the main things that they talk to their athletes about. Here is the cycling coach, Simon Jones.
I think a lot of the conversations you have as a coach around people's thoughts and feelings and behaviours, which then drive their actions. And then I think as a coach, quite often you kind of a very poor amateur psychologist. So I think the role of the psych within a team like ours is twofold. It's to support the athletes directly, but also support the coaches and upskill and educate the coaches, because they're the ones that are having the majority of the conversations with the athletes. And the third thing is we've had a process for a few years now about what's our performance behaviours and trying to understand what are those observable actions that we can take, which are aligned to our objectives of winning.
What is also interesting is that behaviours are often a topic that is discussed more frequently and deeply than team culture. Cameron Schwab, who has worked in both the sporting and corporate world, explains how high-performance behaviours are discussed in relation to the individual.
In conversations I have with people, say, "Oh, you come from elite sport, let's have a conversation about a high-performance culture." And I often say, "Well, we don't actually talk much about that. We talk about high-performance behaviours, and it's high-performance behaviours as it relates to the individual. So how do we get that person performing at a high-performance level? And that is a different thing for each individual."
As a head coach, there is often the need to observe the athlete's behaviour and then challenge them when there is a gap versus what is expected. Tracy Menzies coached the world record-holding swimmer Ian Thorpe, and here she explains this idea of challenge.
The behaviour you walk past is the behaviour you accept. And I've always been that, and I've always walked that walk, that I'm not frightened to call people out if they're behaving poorly or not doing something right. And the same in return. You've got to allow kids to, and I know I get criticised for it, but you've got to allow kids to fail. That's a process of learning. And put it in a way that you enable them to know how to develop from that, I think is really important. So that's one thing in teaching we always do. You're setting an environment up that's safe for learning, and part of that is you've got to fail sometimes to know how to move forward.
The importance of observing both small and big behaviours as the head coach was also something that English Premier League coach Thomas Frank talked about.
So a good example, for example, is that after we come home from our away match, it's very, very important for me that I take a back going off the coach because, yeah, I know I'm the head coach, but I think we're all in it together. The kit man, of course, normally because he's a big part of that, physios and all that. And because we do it that way, leading by example, the players, that means my captain, the top scorer, all of them, they are taking it back. I always notice, of course, I'm not standing there overwatching them, but I'm noticing if anyone is shooting off early, only taking one thing. It's just in the back of my mind to make sure if they are a team player. So I think that's a fantastic example of, and you don't create that overnight because sometimes you need to remind some players what your teammate, they actually watch you leave early instead of just taking it back in.
You're listening to the Lessons from the Great Coaches podcast.
Hi, everyone, and we're sorry to interrupt this episode, but if you are enjoying it, then you can subscribe on our Patreon page to hear the rest of it, as well as getting exclusive access to many other episodes just like it on topics such as culture, motivation, values, and behaviours. The details on how to do this are in the show notes. We have done this because we need your help. Here at the Great Coaches Podcast, we believe that there is no algorithm for leadership, but there are ideas and lessons we can get from the world's great sports coaches to help all of us lead our families, our colleagues, and our teams better. And for the price of a beer or a cup of coffee, you can help us create one of the world's great leadership libraries to collect these ideas and lessons in one place. Thank you again for listening. The interaction with the people around the world who engage with the podcast gives us great energy, and we hope you will help us on our journey as we continue to try and uncover more great lessons and ideas from the world's great coaches.